Welcome to the latest edition of Auto Insider, where we're talking cars, car dealerships, and mostly crap about both. I don't know about you, but I think we're about ready to get started.
Hey, Zach here, one half of Your Auto Advocate. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Before we jump in, I just wanted to remind you that back at the YourAutoAdvocate.com website, we have our upcoming release of our free browser extension that allows you to have Auto Advocate insights as you browse the web. Imagine being on CarGurus, Cars.com, or a dealer's website and having our recommendations about a suggested offer price, how negotiable the vehicle is, how many days it's been on the dealer's lot, that information, and more directly in your browser. Just head to YourAutoAdvocate.com and sign up to get early access. Now, let's hop into the episode. So, today's episode is going to be a little bit different than our normal Auto Insider podcast. Usually, it's me and my dad. You should probably recognize my voice from the intro that just happened. I'm Zach Shefska, and my dad, Ray Shefska, is the other half of Auto Insider Podcast and also Your Auto Advocate, our business. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to get my dad on the line today, but I didn't want to not post a podcast episode. And so I thought, what better to do than share the origin story of Your Auto Advocate and how this even came to be. And so if you're looking for an insight into the car buying process or the auto industry, that's not going to be today's episode. If you're interested in understanding how Your Auto Advocate came to fruition and why my dad, who was retired, decided to go into business with me, then stick around. You might get a kick out of our story. So Your Auto Advocate came as the formation of a lot of frustration in my life and my dad's willingness to be a part of that change to help me be happy. And so before we founded Your Auto Advocate back in December, really, of 2019, I was working as an executive level role as a 24-year-old at a small marketing and technology company outside of Washington, D.C. And my dad, he had retired from the car business after 42, 43 years in various roles. And for years, I had told my dad about my interest to work in the car business, and he always told me the same thing, which was, don't do it. Whatever you do, don't go into the car business. And I think, especially as I've gotten older and made a little bit of money and seen, you know, how that can affect your life, I understand why my dad gave me and has continued to give me that advice. It's because the car business is really time-consuming, and so sure, you can make a living, you know, you can live a nice middle-class, upper-middle-class lifestyle, but your life is consumed in sheet metal, you know, boxes that have gas pedals and dealing with customers and things like that. And unfortunately, I went against my dad's best wishes and obviously am now working on Your Auto Advocate. And the first iteration, truthfully, of Your Auto Advocate was back in 2017. One weekend, while I was still working at my job and my dad was still actively working in the auto industry, he was a sales manager for an Audi dealership at the time. It was a Saturday. I just woke up in the morning, and by that evening, I had built a website called RaysCarBuyingService.com, and it was essentially, hire my dad and he'll help you buy a car. And I remember when my dad came home from work that day, I showed him that website, and he was irate. It was really sad, actually, because I'd worked so hard, and I started reaching out to people on, like, Twitter and things like that, and my dad was like, you're gonna get me fired from my job, you know, like, I how could you do this? And so I took the website down, and really, that was the first iteration of Your Auto Advocate. It was this idea that my dad, who I trusted and thought was a really good guy, how could we channel his energy, his passion, his integrity, his transparency to help people that are going through the car buying process, which I knew was also a really terrible experience. And I had my own personal experience of buying a car and just calling my dad and being like, hey, let's go buy a car. You can do the work, right? And he's like, yeah, of course. And so that was the first iteration of Your Auto Advocate back in 2017. And then my frustration with my work, which I documented back on my website, which is just Shefska, S-H-E-F-S-K-A.com. I was frustrated. I felt like I'd hit a dead end in my, you know, young career. I was, I am 25 when I'm recording this, but I was 24, and I just wanted to have the opportunity to try and build something on my own with my own team and with my dad. And, you know, after weeks and months of complaining to my father, quite frankly, just moaning and, you know, not really being productive about my frustrations, he said, well, why don't you think about how you'd want to go into business and I'll help you. And so the idea for Your Auto Advocate came to mind as this way to channel back to Ray's car buying service from 2017. And so I thought to myself, how can we make this legitimate? How can I walk away from making a good living? I mean, I hundreds of thousands of dollars to pursue what I thought could be a real business, you know, Your Auto Advocate with my dad. And so the first thing that we did was, you know, filmed a YouTube video, which I had no experience filming YouTube videos. And my dad, God bless him, was crazy enough to sit down and let me pull out my iPhone and put a lav mic on his shirt and say, hey, you know, talk about cars. And the second video we ever filmed back at my old house, I remember the chair my dad was sitting in was this really like grungy chair that my sister had from IKEA. Everything was IKEA. And that video now, about 9 months after we published it, has about 750,000 views on YouTube. It's a video about unsold cars. And it's just crazy to me that we had this same idea from Ray's car buying service from 2017. How many people can we help with, you know, my dad's expertise, essentially as like a consultant or a concierge? And the way that we thought we would drive interest for it was by making YouTube videos talking about the car buying process and my dad peeling the curtain back a little bit.
Hey, Zach here, one half of Your Auto Insider. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. We really hope you're enjoying it. If you're interested in learning more about Your Auto Advocate, check us out at yourautoadvocate.com. We have some really exciting things going on that can help you during the car buying process. For example, Deal School was just launched. This is a 50-video, 6-quiz series, about 2.5 hours, that walks you through the process of negotiating the best car deal possible. Get access to things like Deal School and more for free at yourautoadvocate.com. Okay, let's get back to today's episode.
And it was really interesting. I mean, we didn't get to 750,000 views overnight. It was actually a video that we made about used car prices that ultimately started to get us some traction. I mean, we went months with 0 subscribers or, you know, like 10 subscribers and a couple hundred views each day. And fortunately, my dad didn't give up. I was ready to throw in the towel. I remember this was around when the coronavirus pandemic was really starting to take hold and, you know, things were starting to go on lockdown and I didn't know what we were going to do. And my dad suggested, well, why don't we just record some Zoom calls? You know, let's get on a Zoom call, record it and put it up on the internet. Let's see what happens. And it was one of those Zoom calls, which if you go to our YouTube channel, I think the title of the video is something like wait to buy a car 60 to 90 days, something like that. And we were wrong. I mean, you should have bought the used car right then and there. And the quality of the video in terms of like production was pretty bad in the sense that I think it was 360p and choppy audio. But it was just me and my dad having a conversation about the used car market. And that video blew up. And when I say blew up, we got over, I think, 250,000 views in 2 or 3 days on that video, the unsold cars video. And that's what really kind of started us down the path of building out Your Auto Advocate into something much bigger than we thought it ever really could have been. And what I mean by that is we had a website with a landing page to, you know, pay us $500 and we'd help you buy a car. And it was over the course of 2 weeks that we went from having 2 customers to 120 customers. And I was living with my dad at the time. I had moved to his 1-bedroom apartment in New Jersey. Yes, I said 1-bedroom. and I'm 25 and he's 69. So that couldn't last forever. But we were working 16, 17 hour days. I've never worked that hard before in my life because we had 120 people who had given us $500 to go buy a car for them to negotiate the best car deal possible. And so we worked our butts off to facilitate as many of those car deals as we possibly could. And if you've ever bought a car before, you know how challenging it is to negotiate a car deal. And just because you've got 40 years of experience and then you teach your son how to do it, doesn't mean you could just pick up the phone and get a great car deal instantly. We realized, as we got that traction, that we weren't going to be able to scale the business. We had a lot of fun. We met a lot of really, really, really interesting people, people that really loved and adored what we were doing, which was awesome validation. But we realized that, to do 120 car deals in 2 weeks was going to take 120 people on our team. And obviously, it was just us two. But it was good validation. We realized that we could convert our audience from YouTube into customers, into people that would pay us money. And so the next thing that we did was we went to the drawing board, and I got some other people involved at this point. People I had worked with in other parts of my career before, people that had technology experience and product development experience. And we had conversations around, okay, people want help. People need help buying cars. Pretty obvious to all of us. What we were trying to channel through the car buying service was this idea that we could make it easier for them, that we could be transparent, that we could be advocates, right? It's in the name of the business. Well, how can we do that at scale? How can we help hundreds of people, thousands of people, tens of thousands of people? You start digging into the numbers. There's 57 million cars that are sold each year. How can we affect those 57 million cars that are sold? How can we make that a better experience? It's not going to be by me and my dad, picking up the phone, having hour-long phone calls. We can't help enough people. And so that's where we figured out that there's technology, right? There's ways that you can provide information to people, pair that information with the content, like our podcast or our YouTube videos, and empower them to be a smarter shopper, to have a better, more pleasant experience. And so that's where we are now. It's pretty fun to have meetings with the team that we've built and my dad, and to say, okay, Ray, my dad, what's the algorithm to determine how negotiable this car is? It's been on the lot for this many days. The market day supply for this vehicle is this in the area. Tell us, what's the calculus in your head to determine how negotiable this car is? And I share that anecdote because we now have a patent pending negotiability score that came out of like six of those meetings with my dad trying to understand what's in his brain from the 40 years of doing this. And that's your auto advocate. It's taking what's in my dad's head, translating it through technology and videos and podcasts and blog posts into this platform, into this system that can help you buy a car more confidently, own a car more confidently, and honestly, like especially through our browser extension, have my dad there helping you every step of the way. And so it's been this really incredible journey that started with an idea back in 2017 that really pissed my dad off. And then a lot of frustration that in my life, when I was working for my other company, and my dad's willingness after he had retired to say, okay, I'll give you some energy, I'll give you some effort, let's work together. And if he hadn't been willing to do that, we wouldn't be listening to this podcast right now, because it certainly wouldn't exist. And for that, I'm forever thankful, because I remember those conversations and I remember talking to my dad and saying, hey, I think if you're willing to put in some time with me, you can change my life. You can give me meaning. Working on your auto advocate will be what provides meaning in my life. And I know it might sound sappy and I know it might sound strange, but those were the legitimate conversations we were having. And to know that we are where we are now, and that there are thousands upon thousands of people that
listen to our videos and the podcasts and are going to be using the tools that we're producing, it's just really humbling. And it's a really good feeling to know that we've been able to do what we've been able to do, and also to recognize that we've barely scratched the surface. And so for that reason, Dad, if you've listened to this part of the podcast, eat your vegetables, go for a walk. We need you to be around for a while, my friend. You've got a lot of insights up there in that brain of yours, and the more that we can build into technology, it's kind of like you're going to have this really weird legacy through your auto advocate. But people need it. You know it. You experienced it. You know how one-sided and lopsided the car buying process can be. And it's exciting to know that we're changing that one day at a time. If you're interested in learning more about the Your Auto Advocate story, my personal website, Shefska, Shefska.com. I've written quite a bit about the journey with Your Auto Advocate. And of course, if you're interested in what we're building back at Your Auto Advocate, the browser extension, the market price report, the dashboard, the things that are yet to come, please, please, please get early access. Go to Your Auto Advocate. That is yourautoadvocate.com and request early access. We're thrilled to have you be a part of the Your Auto Advocate team, and we can't thank you enough for your support.